Look, it's very sensible, but it's good that the WHO is behind this and trying to make sure that governments around the world, not just in the developed world, are implementing them. We've always known that about one-third of our risk of dementia and declining memory is due to factors that we can do something about, lifestyle factors like exercise, eating a good diet, avoiding harmful behaviours. So it makes a lot of sense. It's just good to have such a prestigious body behind it.
Are there any surprises here? It certainly looks like leading a healthy lifestyle is key while going through these recommendations.
Absolutely. So we need to exercise probably about 5 times a week, 20 minutes a day if we can, or a little more intensely on a fewer day, number of days. A good diet, a Mediterranean type diet, is very important. Avoiding obesity, avoiding cigarette smoking, avoiding harmful use of alcohol and other drugs, I'm sure. And also keeping socially and mentally engaged, avoiding loneliness, avoiding isolation. These have all been shown to be helpful. And Dementia Australia, which oversees this here in our country, have always emphasised these, and there's a good section on their website about it.
Right, so how prevalent is dementia in Australia compared to other countries?
Yeah, there's about 250 new cases every day in Australia, and it's the same prevalence as anywhere else in the world, although we are slightly older population than, say, some less developed countries. So we have currently around about 500,000 Australians with dementia, most of us Alzheimer's. And if we could just delay that by, say, about 5 years through these recommendations of the World Health Organization, we might be able to significantly reduce the new cases of dementia in Australia.
Well, vitamins and supplements, they're often touted as being helpful in fighting off dementia. What does this study have to say about those? Does it debunk this theory? Or?
Yeah, there's not enough evidence at this stage for vitamins and supplements. There's some new evidence that they wouldn't have seen for at least one medical food, nutritional supplement that might be beneficial. But at this stage, I wouldn't be recommending filling ourselves up with vitamins, herbal preparations, alternative medicines. There's not enough evidence to support that.
So what will these new guidelines, they're the first of their kind, I believe, from the organisation, what will they do for dementia care in Australia as it stands at the moment?
Well, I think it'll give impetus for the government to better, even more effectively roll these out. To their credit, the federal government in Australia did fund Dementia Australia to produce a website and an app. This is what was called Your Brain Matters. It's still there on the website, but they've withdrawn their funding, and I think it's now a call to arms, particularly with election coming up, to reintroduce that funding, because it's such an important thing. Dementia is going to be soon the main cause of mortality, more likely to die from dementia than cancer or heart disease, and it causes a lot of suffering over a decade or two for people who have this illness generally. So we can do a lot about it. If we can prevent it or reduce its risk, that would be great.